No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
Charles Pottery, one of his most important papers, calls it the Third World, or World Three. The first world is the objective world of things. The second world is my inner subjective world. But, says Popper, there's a third world, the world of objective contents and thoughts. Bayard de Chardin calls this third world a noosphere, that is, the world of the mind. Thank you. There's a third world, the world of objective contents of thoughts.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. you.